We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Showtime.
Are you ready? You want the noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
How y'all feel? T.T. and y'all. Most of the hot stuff. Hollywood, motivated, motivated,
motivated. Do you got your popcorn ready?
Ready?
On three. One, two, three. It's showtime.
I'm psyched.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And happy Friday to you, everybody. Shane and Bruce here on Sports Daily on Friday with Max. And Max, tip of the cap with that brand new open. Just can't leave well enough.
Nice job on it.
Can't leave well enough alone, but that's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Let's switch it up a little bit. And that was brand new. But what that got me to thinking of or about was, as we get more used to that, we might have to have a segment where we break that down and identify every single last thing in that. Because I know we got Terrell Owens in there with popcorn stuff, of course.
Sure.
But some of those other drops are maybe at some point worth revisiting. Like give a play-by-play or a cast of characters in the open Sports Daily. But good job, Max. You ran that by me and Bruce yesterday. And like to tinker, and we like it too. So hopefully everybody likes
absolutely.
The revamped open of Sports Daily. That's good. What's on your besides the show today? What's on your docket out in Denver? Are they home against Pittsburgh? Or no, that's at Pittsburgh, isn't it? The Broncos?
They're at Pittsburgh. They travel.
Okay.
So it's an early game on Sunday. Have the Dodgers in.
Okay.
So that's going on. Dodgers beat him last night with a big seventh inning. Kyle Freeland pitched well. He's been their best pitcher. So he's had a really nice bounce back season, the former Evansville, former Valley Pitcher of the Year. And then the Nuggets are really kind of they control the court tonight.
Yeah.
So game one of the Western Finals tonight in Orlando, which is – wonderful. But what would I have been doing in a normal situation? I more than likely would have been in Los Angeles tonight for game one of this series. So
wow. Okay, so what,
I'm not sure what if
the Spicy Nugs were done, would they have shipped you to Pittsburgh and checked that out? Possibly.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one it would have been. In all honesty, I'm supposedly the senior reporter on the Broncos and the Rockies, so probably would have been with the Broncos.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
So that's fine. I might have fought a little bit for the basketball, but I think it'll be fun to watch. Everything is different now, and for the last 6 months, we've done things virtually, electronically, you know, and now you're kind of used to it.
Yeah.
It's not like there's a real comfortable rhythm to it, but you understand how things get done. And so you just kind of roll with it and see what happens. So, and everybody's in the same boat. I mean, yeah. There's no one in this market that is traveling right now. And frankly, I wouldn't want to travel anyway, to be honest.
I was just getting ready to ask, is there no end in sight? I mean, it's been, and I'm not advocating one way or the other or pushing one way or the other because I'm, you know, I don't have to worry about travel. But I would have thought that by this point that somebody would have started the dominoes falling with traveling people, whether it's radio play-by-play, and I know every state's different. Maybe that's what's holding us up. The states and cities have different mandates. But, man, I sure would have thought by now that that more things would be open for business when it came to sports media. But, man, it's not. Did you see that C.J. Nitkowski got the COVID? He's part of the Texas Rangers TV broadcast, so they shut down. Shut down the Rangers TV broadcast team and just picked up the radio feed. So, I guess that partially answers my question right there.
And while we're at it, and this is stepping outside of the theme a little bit, just want Phil Stevenson to know that we're thinking about him and his family. He's apparently was in the ER. Yesterday or the day before, with COVID issues.
Oh, so, man, I didn't hear that.
Yeah,
wow.
One of our very own.
Yeah,
one of our family. So,
one of our very own, since it was pretty much all over TV and Power 93.5's Facebook page, Greg the Hitman Williams had it and was hospitalized.
Yeah,
and he's now
sure did
on the road to recovery. So.
Yeah,
that I hadn't heard that about Phil. That sucks.
Yes,
that sucks.
It does.
So, okay, getting to the world of sports, we have a jam-packed Friday, as we normally do, especially during football season. We've got three call/interviews, Lee Sterling at 9:30-ish, Thomas Gilbert, who's an author of a book, at 10, and the State Farm Picks at 10:25.
Wow.
Before that, I couldn't believe what I was watching at Winged Foot yesterday. 24 dudes, Bruce, were even
24.
Or better.
Yeah.
And Justin Thomas torched that place. Shot a 65, yeah. Relatively speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes.
There were still plenty of long putts that guys barely had to touch, and it went 25 feet. And so I get that part. But what did you make of Winged Foot and a U.S. Open that has yielded winning scores of plus 6, plus 2, plus 5, and plus 7, dating all the way back to 1929, yielding a 65 to the likes of Justin Thomas and Rory shot a 67, 3 under 67.
Yeah. Yeah, Patrick Reed with an ace. The most uncelebrated. Did you see the reaction? The most
nobody did anything
maybe
except
in
for
history.
Him. And he just kind of tipped his hat to the guys he was playing with.
Exactly. I mean, it's like no one jumped over and gave Patrick Reed a high five. But
nope.
I digress. I thought the obvious answer is very benign conditions.
Yeah.
That lended themselves to scoring. It was a little bit, in a relative sense, a more forgiving setup. As you expect, I think, probably in the first and the second days. I'm sure they'll get a little more nefarious with the pins on Saturday and Sunday. I don't think that scores will continue downwards. I think that you'll probably see them being battered a little bit here. Maybe not as much today, but over the next couple of days. Okay, don't worry about it. Four under, five under, isn't the end of the world. It doesn't mean that they're not the USGA isn't getting after it with their setup. They've still got three more days to go, and the less that everyone talks about it, maybe the nicer they'll be. Who knows?
Right. Well, the one thing that U.S. Opens can't ever control is the conditions. And the conditions yesterday were perfect. There wasn't a breath of wind there. The greens were as soft as they're going to be. Now, you know, they won't water them, and they'll get crispier. But the only thing that really, beyond growing up the rough that you can do, which they've done, it's gnarly and tall.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that they could, like, around the greens, they could shave down the fronts and the backs, you know, to where if you don't stop it on the right, on the correct level, it'll roll off. But I'm not sure what else they can do. When it's not windy and it's not hot, and it was neither of those yesterday, and like I said, the greens were a little bit receptive, then that just goes to show you that no course can tame the best golfers in the world. Right. And that, you know, we talk a lot about whenever a major comes along, how it we're kind of split on whether we'd like to see professional golfers struggle or not. But I was stunned yet satisfied yesterday watching the first round, because if you put it in the fairway, you're going to set yourself up to make some pars and birdies yesterday. And the ones that didn't, did you happen to track at all Phil Mickelson's round?
No, I didn't. I noticed it.
He got off on later. One and true to form, sprayed one into the junk. And he was behind a tree, and you could barely see his golf ball, if you could see it at all. And somehow, he knocked it within 6 feet. You know, out of the rough, where you can't control the spin on those hard greens. He ends up birdieing without hitting the fairway, and then actually birdied number two. So he's two under after two. He's plus nine.
Yeah.
He finished up his round 11 over after that. And currently, well, at the end of his first round, there were only two golfers with worse scores than Phil Mickelson. I don't mean to make fun of Phil, because, let's be honest, he's 50, and probably his best golf is behind him. But if you don't hit it in the fairway, then you're going to get fairly punished. But as we stand right now and look at the leaderboard, I think updated, it's 27 people now are even or under par at Winged Foot. And again, that's also a place where Phil infamously double bogeyed 18 with a chance to win at Winged Foot, I think back in 2006 or something like that. But it didn't exactly bring everybody to their knees like some would have liked, although there were plenty of, you know, big numbers. Colin Morikawa shot a 40 on his back nine, and Tiger Woods shot a 3 over 73. There wasn't a more mercurial round, maybe played all day, than Tiger, because he had like five birdies and he still ended up 3 over par.
No kidding.
And he doubled 18. So, I thought, I guess, my biggest takeaway, besides being surprised there were so many under par, that no matter what you were looking for yesterday in the first round, you probably were satisfied with it, because it had a little bit of everything.
And it's obviously early, but right now, there's probably 40-some guys on the course or something like that. I don't know, maybe more than that. And right now I read six red numbers right now on the golf course today. So I mean, it's still early, and we'll see what they can summon.
Yeah.
But no one's going crazy early this morning out there. So beautiful golf course.
Here's
the tradition of it.
Here's something we haven't talked about too much, and the Masters is still 2 months away. But with these majors being pushed back on the calendar, the U.S. Open may run into this on Sunday, and the Masters certainly will. And that's daylight. Do you ever think about that? Because by the time the Masters rolls around, we'll already be
Yeah, that's November,
darker.
Right?
Yeah. Because right around Halloween is when we go, when we fall back with the time. And it's going to be dark by 5-something, I mean, our time, you know. So I just wonder how that's going to affect tee times and any type of weather situations or possible playoffs, because you got to build in all that stuff when you consider tee times. And maybe it won't happen at the U.S. Open, but when the Masters rolls around in November, these guys might be playing in the dark. And
yeah, that's an interesting. Yeah, you're right. That's a.
I mean, they're gonna have to go off at 6-something in the morning, first couple of rounds.
Well, that's the simple answer, isn't it? I mean, right? You start very
before
early.
Before you make cuts. Yeah, you're gonna have to.
Right.
As soon as you can see, that's when some people are going off. So we'll see if it,
baby.
See if it matters. Yeah, no kidding. See if it matters at the U.S. Open. 100. How many guys did they roll out there? 144. One guy is withdrawn. And there's a guy from Spain that's 17 over and 11 over through 11 today. Yeah, he's 143rd. Phil Mickelson is T130. He's even through 7, but 9 over on the tournament. So we'll keep you further updated as that warrants. But, yeah, Patrick Reed with a hole-in-one. A Corn Ferry guy hit a hole-in-one. His name's Will Zalatoris, and I just hope he's here next weekend. He's one of the best players on the Corn Ferry. He hit a hole-in-one.
Nice.
He hit a hole-in-one the same hole that Patrick Reed hit it on, which I believe is 7, but don't quote me on that. And then he hit the stick on a par 3, number 13, on a couple of hops, like 6 holes later. And ended up 6 inches away from the cut. He almost had 2 aces in the same round at the U.S. Open. Can you imagine? I mean, I'd be like, Lord, take me now. And
you
guys, beverages on me if we got a social distancing bar at Winged Foot. Oh, can you imagine a hole in one?
No.
And there was also, I think somebody also registered an eagle on a par 5. Hold out from the fairway. Yeah. I'd just be like, how do you not, I know they're pros, how do you keep it together the rest of the round? I'd be like talking to my caddy the whole time. Hey, remember that hole in one I hit a couple of minutes ago? Wasn't that cool?
The most excited I've ever been, and I'm not a good golfer, but the most excited I've ever been was having a 2 on a par 5. I did it at Sim Park. Even more than my ace, which I didn't get to see.
You've got an albatross and a hole in one.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Both. Yep.
You're a real jerk.
Well,
okay,
I mean,
I'll ask you, how'd you keep it together? Or did you not? I mean, did you kind of lose your focus after that?
Yeah, I don't remember the round at Sim, although it doesn't – I mean, my general memory of Sim Park was that I generally played that course very well because it's – I love that golf course probably because I play that golf course well.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's not a particularly – it's a little shorter and it's
well,
not
you get
a particularly
a, you get
hard
a place
golf
where
course.
You got a good frame of mind, that's half the battle, man. When your eyes like what it sees and, you know, you're able to shape shots around a course, heck, yeah.
I'm almost sure that it was with a 4-iron, too. So that's how short the par 5 was, you know. It wasn't like I was taking out a fairway wood.
Mm-hmm.
It was like I took a 4-iron. But that was easily the biggest thrill that I've ever – well, the biggest thrill I've ever had on a golf course was playing Pebble Beach with 2 of my brothers and my dad.
Oh, wow.
That lapsed the field. And it wasn't, I mean, nothing that I've ever done on a golf course has been close to that afternoon or morning and afternoon. It was
that's understandable.
It was about as good as it absolutely gets, and it was a golden moment in my life. But I would say the being able to see the ball go in the hole for the two.
Oh yeah,
definitely trumped the ace that I didn't get to go see because the hole was hidden.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was reaction to it. And like I said, I think I've told the story. I was playing with JT, and he said, that's pretty damn close.
Mm-hmm.
And
so was
sure
it up the hill and you couldn't?
It was actually more down the hill. Okay. And I can't remember which par three it is on the front side. It's six, I guess, at Tallgrass. I can never remember, and I haven't played it recently enough to remember, but it hit up right and then rolled.
Oh, I know where that
is. Back left.
Yeah.
Pin was back left, and you hit it up right, and then it rolled back down to the pin, so you lose sight of it after it hits. So I'm going to hit it where I wanted it.
Did you walk right up and check the hole first?
Well, no. The first thing I did was look for the ball. I mean, you
no,
look.
I know,
right,
but
you know, yeah, and then yeah, and then once I didn't see it anywhere, I knew that it had to be someplace pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then once I didn't see it anywhere, it was like, you know, the heart picked up a little bit. Then you walk down to it, and so that was kind of cool.
That's
was fun.
Very cool.
Yeah,
all
it
right.
was cool.
We'll keep an eye on that scoreboard. Justin Thomas went off early, and his 5-under-65 stood up the whole day, and it's still standing. He is solo first with Thomas Peters at even through 12 today, one shot behind him along with Patrick Reed, who has yet to go off.
How are you with the change in the schedule? Does it change your anticipation, excitement, interest in the U.S. Open, or is it about the same as it always is?
No, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. The fact that
me
they
either.
Were able to get around to it, that's fine. That's
yeah, me
perfectly
too.
Fine.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't care what
I'm with you. I mean, I was like, you know, yeah. I mean, it's the U.S. Open. I mean,
And I'm not married to the Masters being in April. Hey, we're going to try to make it work, so let's just deal with it. I don't being without the Masters would be way worse. So
it's nice to see the azaleas in bloom, but
yeah,
I hear you.
And the leaves will be turning too. So you think that won't be pretty? Prettier.
It'll be
all
beautiful.
Right. Yeah. Let's get out of here and let's get back with Lee Sterling. Paramount Sports went 3-1 with his sports picks. We got plenty of picks today. He will pick a couple of Big 12 games. He's got the Cowboys, the Chiefs, and his game of the week includes your Denver Broncos. So we'll get in touch with Lee Sterling when we come back. And we also will talk to Thomas Gilbert, an author about a book about baseball. He's going to be along about 37 minutes from now. And about an hour from now, we'll catch up with Todd Benway and make our State Farm picks, our inaugural State Farm picks of 2020. Plenty of football to talk about, and Lee Sterling will be along when we come back.
It's in the hole! It's in the hole!
It's exactly right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.